listener production.
Activate your internet, because the Hamish and Andy podcast starts in 3, 2... Sorry, still buffering. 1...
Ahoy to you, Ham.
Ahoy, boy.
Fourth last show of the year before you have to take the government-mandated big break.
And we fought
from
it.
From December to March.
We fought it like absolute bastards,
didn't
tooth
we?
And nail.
Yep.
Screaming down the phone at the Australian regulators of internet broadcast. They said, guys, it's always been the way.
Yep.
You've got to take 3 months off over summer. Mm. We said, change it. You know, the format's evolving. And
exactly.
You can't do this to us. They said, look, it's...
Old men with their old ways. That's the kind of stuff that they're running.
Dinosaurs. Yeah. You don't get it. Yeah, anyway, rules are bloody rules. So they will make us take the 3 months off. We'll splash some water on our face,
Stretch the shoulders,
and come back ready next year.
Ahoy to you, Jacko.
Ahoy.
And ahoy to Andrea in New Zealand.
Ahoy, boys. It's Andrea here from New Zealand again. Look, I left a message before. I'm not happy with it. It took me a long time to do this, so I really hope it's worthwhile this time. But look, I was wishing you a Merry Stixmas. I think Stixmas, just it's all year round, to be honest, not just an October thing. But I do notice we are about to hit a really important date, 21st of October, Chicken Fest.
Yeah.
I don't know about you, but I'm pretty excited about it this year. I missed it last year, so look... Where's the messaging around this? Let's get on board. Let's do some marketing. Yeah. I'm keen. Thanks, boys.
Okay, it's obviously an old one.
Yes.
We've missed
She
that
said
date.
It's 25th of October. So, well, that's only 3 weeks to upload them.
That's nice. So buffering speeds are increasing.
A new world record.
File access times are decreasing. Okay. Interesting she brought this up. I can address this, Ando. We thought it needed to be addressed. What we're talking about here is two religious festivals.
Yep.
In a year where, you know, it's been a topsy-turvy year. Sometimes more turv than tops.
Yeah, yeah.
You've noticed it's been a year of swift peaks and deep troughs.
It's been topsy-topsy at sometimes.
Or turvy-turvy.
Yeah.
But, you know, we've found light, we've found silver linings. Mm. One of the things to go, I think, early on in the year of coronavirus was the Olympics, and everyone went, yeah, look, that's going to happen. You saw that coming a mile away.
Yeah.
Long as we've still got Chicken Fest, that was basically the vibe. You know, sports come, sports go. Mm. Back in the day when it was the Grecian Olympics, it was all about wrestling and chariots. Yeah. Now no one cares about them. Well, they care about wrestling. That's still in there. But my point is, tastes changed. Now the chicken
tug of war was in there.
The chicken hasn't changed for a very long time.
But
that's why I think people were like, well, that's our solid. The Chicken Fest is our solid. The festival that celebrates one-off chicken shops.
In our hometown,
chicken
shops weren't available to go in to dine in and go in formal attire on the night of Chicken Fest to your own local chicken shop for chicken and chips.
They
cannot be a franchise.
No. So all of October, and August and September, these places were takeaway only. Mm. And the rules continue to be implemented at various stages around the country. And look, obviously we didn't formally announce that Chicken Fest wasn't going to happen on the 25th of October. Mm. We just knew it was a given. And trust me, Ando, I've had to look the victims of Chicken Fest not happening this year in the eye.
Yep.
Satch chops. From Smoky Chooks. His little boy goes to school with my little boy.
Right.
So I've seen the family and they're, you know.
Is he angry with us?
No, he understands.
Okay, good.
Of course he does.
So it's not like a
His wife understands. They get it. Hey, we couldn't do it. We couldn't do the top hat deal. We couldn't do any of the things we love about Chicken Fest. They didn't want to do it.
If you're wearing a top hat in your four-by-four, they'll fill it with chips.
And and Smoky Chooks honored that. And I know a lot of chicken shops around Australia and New Zealand honored the top hat deal. Mm. And their message to me was it would have been too painful to try and do a watered-down version.
Yep.
Of Chicken Fest. So for the people wondering about Chicken Fest.
They're not doing the Olympics with swimmers in every second lane.
Exactly. And some of the fun stuff about the Olympics, that's why they cancelled it.
Yep.
They were like, if we can't do the fun stuff,
yep.
we don't want to do time you think you would have got.
Exactly.
You know.
Torch relay, that's a COVID nightmare. Passing. So if you're passing a baton on, that's similar to passing your top hat over to the store owner to get them full of chips. And
they talked about for a little while with the torch relay, I obviously turn up to you and I've got a lit torch. Mm. Yours is unlit at that stage. Mm. To sanitize it, they were saying, do I waft my flame? Do I burn your hand a bit? Like burn the germs off? Yeah. And they were looking into that. Yeah. And then they just went, this sucks. Let's just do this next year. And so we had similar ideas for Chicken Festival and it was just sort of decided. But look, it's got backing from up on high. From the chicken shop owners themselves, they said, we'd rather just do it properly again at another time. And that is the sad tale.
Are we making a statement now that it'll be back on next year?
Yes, we do like saying stuff like that.
Yeah, we don't have to call it.
Because A, it's far enough away to allow it to peter out.
Yep.
And B, it sounds great.
Yep.
Yeah, we are making that statement.
Yep.
Next year, Chicken Fest is back to celebrate the vaccination worldwide of 8 billion people. We will eat some chickens, thanking them for their sacrifice on that glorious night.
Mm.
So that's good news. Yep. Chicken Fest is back on. The other comment was Stixmas. Wonderful special day in everybody's heart, a religious festival, more of a spiritual festival, where the possession, the magical possession of good sticks is shared far and wide.
You had a tub of thick sticks that was good for a post-kindling phase of a fireplace.
Much bigger than kindling. Yeah, way smaller than a log.
That's what I'm saying, post-kindling. And you gave them away.
But they were really, really good-looking sticks.
They were.
And I think the special part about Stixmas, and we've had a lot of requests, hey, can we do Stixmas again? Here's the difficult thing. It's like sort of going, hey, Mary, have another baby. Okay, well, I wasn't planning the first one.
No.
If you'd have listened to me and I was telling you the story, an angel came and put it in me, and then it was the Son of God. Okay, so I can't just magic it up out of nowhere. I'm rapt that the first one happened because now I suspect I will go down for millennia as an idolized person. Mm. So I love that it happened, but I can't just get another one.
Hail Mary.
And it is a little bit the same with Stixmas. I don't know where those sticks came from.
Did we give away them all?
We gave away them all. They were at my house and they were ornamental.
Yeah.
I don't know where they came from. They were immaculate, just like Immaculate Conception. They appeared out of nowhere. I don't remember having a dream, but I may have.
An angel dropped them off.
Larry, the lumberjack angel, the angel of sticks, may have dropped them off magically one night on his way to Bethlehem to deliver even better sticks to a manger.
Yeah.
So you can't just do it again.
Okay.
You can't just suddenly have amazing sticks out of nowhere. Yeah. You're going, am I on the lookout? Of course I'm on. Of course I'm on the lookout. I'm not the Antichrist. No. I'm not the anti-Stixmas. I care so greatly about hopefully doing Stixmas one more time. You just can't magic up sticks of that quality out of nowhere. So
can't be expected to either.
To lament, I know it's a bad news situation, although the good news about Chicken Fest is it is back on next year.
Yeah, we did do a turnaround that one.
But I think with Stixmas, we don't know when it will happen. We don't know if it will happen again. And I thought I'd bring out the old guitar, if you'll allow me, and play us out.
Please.
With sort of the opposite of a Christmas carol, sort of a non-carol, a lament. Here we go. Sorry, I never get this bloody chord right. Here we go.
So this is not Stixmas. I don't care what you've done. That list means nothing. Sticks I've got none. So this is not Stixmas, just a day of the year. I hope it's a good one, but that's just cause I'm a nice guy. Thank you.
Thank you. How many takes?
No takes, that was live.
Oh, sorry.
But were there takes?
Yeah.
Just the one.
Yeah, just the one take.
I usually don't need a second.
Not enough carols are dedicated for it not being Christmas, not being the day.
That's true.
Regulatory.
I notice nothing Christmassy about thee.
Uh, Haim, we've got to tie this up before the end of the year. And I mean, there's great things to tie up. This one has
been...
We've got
a lot of sausages to tie up, don't we? A lot of open sausages. And a sausage skin is tough to tie.
Yeah.
And so I'll give everyone a heads up now. We won't tie off all our sausages.
No.
We will end the year with some meat spilling out of the sausage skin. Yeah. Not
some exposed mince.
Some exposed pork mince that will make a real mess on the barbecue should it get to that stage. But we will do our best to tie off the open snags in the factory.
Here's
what do we got?
Here's one that I need to get an update from you, Jack.
Yep.
You don't want the hiring of the electronic drum kit anymore.
This is a meaty sausage.
which you agreed to hire off Hamish for $1 a month.
Where do we leave this?
He wants to sublease
it. Yeah, you can't get out of the deal. That's to the end of next year.
Okay, some people said I won't pursue this, but some people said my legal right is that I can give it back.
Yeah.
But let's assume
they're incorrect.
A lot of
people. I don't know what sausage factory there was.
I said
I think we got off air. And we finished the podcast and then he's like, you don't have to keep it. No, you do have to keep it. You made a deal. So it's to the end of next year. You're responsible for it to the end of next year.
So
this will suit me better anyway, because if I'm able to sublet it, that means I don't even have to drop it back at your house. Somebody will come and pick it up from my house, take it away.
Well, they only need to get it back to you, remember. You are still in the chain.
Hmm.
You're still the middleman.
But you would assume when it's dated.
I would never. I would never assume.
Don't assume anything, Jack. Anyway, then if I recall correctly
they think
on
the
last
Trump
year's
legal challenges are difficult. This is a real web.
If I recall correctly on last week's podcast, Jack said, by the way, it's broken, so I would favor people asking to have it who will fix it.
It's your responsibility. You are in big trouble here because you have to give it back to me in working condition.
Well, and so he's asked for people to come pick up a drum kit. He's favouring people that will pick it up and fix it. Jack, did you have anyone that said that they'd do that?
Lots of interested, keen drummers out there.
Mm.
I automatically deleted any message that didn't reference, I will fix the drum kit. So sorry if I didn't write back to those people. But
it should come as no surprise that Jack was looking for an above and beyond deal that favoured him.
So people have
come back. I've got, when I'm narrowed
down. What are you renting it out for again? What did you say it was going to cost them?
I think I said $30
That's right.
a month.
So you're arbitraging a huge amount here. What do I charge you a month? A dollar?
Yeah, because I can't remember what I said.
Unbelievable. Andy.
No one can. I mean, people will, but we can't.
I can't remember what I owe you and I can't remember what I said, but a lot of people were coming in saying they would like the drum kit, but they would like to negotiate the high fee. So that makes me think that I said something ridiculous.
Well, you blatantly revealed what you're paying, what your overheads are, and what your retail is, and it's a 3,000% markup.
Yeah, you're charging 30 times. So did anyone so you got three candidates?
I've got three candidates that are in Melbourne, can come and pick it up, and will say that they will fix it as well.
Are you going to ask the owner whether you could sublet it to these three, or are you going to make the decision on whoever you want?
I'm happy to discuss that with you, Haim. Yeah. I pretty much, they all write the same thing. Oh, I'd love to drum, blah, blah, blah. Pretty much go off. This is all on Instagram.
Or do they have dreams of drumming?
They do. All three of these guys drum.
Okay, don't.
Because that's more likely that they'll be able to fix it. Because also, you know, you're talking about like electro engineering here.
Mm.
I mean, how do they know they can fix an electronic drum?
True. Yeah. I mean, they'll probably go get it serviced, I'd imagine, which is something it hasn't had for the duration of its life.
Absolute thrashing,
Jack, give us the candidates.
All right. For the first one is Nick. Now, I'll just give you what I see. It's his Instagram profile, and I just go off the pictures.
Sure.
He's a strong guy, really tough. First picture is him with a protein shake. Second picture is him in front of the weights machine.
Okay, he's going to hit it too hard.
That's what I thought.
Sorry, Nick. For summer. Bit of thirst trapping, it sounds like, for summer, but I worry about whether or not, because she is a delicate kit.
Yeah.
No, hang on. Just can I put a pebble on the other side of the scale for Nick, he's not going to drop it taking it inside.
That's true. But I don't think anyone's going to drop it through weak arm strength. It's not very heavy.
Okay.
It is annoying to carry, though. You would admit
it's annoying to carry. It's not too heavy
Not too heavy, but it's bulky and, you know, you're trying to weave through doorways and stuff.
You're trying to sell it. You're trying to remember. You're trying.
No, I'm not. You're not. I'm the most honest man in this conversation.
Okay. Next person.
The second one who fit the bill was Tani.
Mm-hmm.
Sadly, a closed profile on Instagram can't really
What did he or she write?
She wrote, she loves to drum. Her husband's a drummer and he's a drum fixer.
Suspicious. Very suspicious. I receive a $30 per month allowance from the government that I must spend on a musical instrument. So seems that all the ducks are lining up well. No, you're being catfished there, Jack.
Yeah.
That's a bot.
Her husband once drummed for Paul Kelly.
I can believe that. I once drummed for Dave Grohl.
Yes.
Not lying.
Not in his band.
No, for
you
him.
You just sat there and he him. Kind of took the Queen's
Andy,
situation
I
where...
I drummed for him.
Yeah, he sat there like the Queen and
you
had
to... go into specifics.
Very much like the Queen had to endure someone dancing in front of them and go, thank you very much.
What episode of The Crown are you watching?
Well, Prince William, last time he was out here, they took him...
Oh, you mean it's state things. They took like,
him.
Openings
they took him to... It was like women over 50 or women over 60s dancing troupe.
Yeah, yeah. And they're showing off their skills.
Yeah.
I thought you were thinking of like a court jester scenario where you have to put up with someone dancing in front of you.
No, no.
What I'm saying is I drummed for Dave Grohl, full stop, factual sentence.
That is true.
Like the drummer boy drummed for Jesus. Mm. Now, no one's saying he was Jesus' band that night.
No one was saying Jesus was the front man. Last one.
The last one is Mitch. He usually drums on an acoustic kit, is Ooh. Interested in knowing what it's like Ooh. On an electric kit.
Electric Mate. Curious.
He's thinking of going
electro-curious.
From digital to analog to digital. Oh, right.
Digi-curious.
Okay, well, that's nice.
I'd be happy to facilitate that.
Did he say anything about fixing it?
Yes. He didn't. A lot of people came out and said straight away, I can fix the drum kit. But I didn't actually say explicitly what was wrong with
that's
it.
Fine.
So
that's
that
suspicious.
Is suspicious. He said, what's wrong with the hi-hat pedal? I've got a feeling I might be able to fix it.
Oh, I love that.
Let's call him.
I like that honesty.
He seemed honest, didn't he? Electro-curious.
Yes.
Hello.
Mitch. Is that Mitch?
Yes, it is.
Hamish and Andy here, mate.
How are you, sir?
Ahoy, boys. How you going?
Ahoy to you.
Ahoy, Mitch. Now, we hear you are an analog drummer, but you're electro-curious.
Yes, I am very electro-curious.
Very?
Have any of your sticks ever brushed against an electric skin?
Just a few times.
Dabble, sure. Yeah. When you're
younger. Just a little dabble, you
but
know?
Not enough to really sink your teeth into
but
it.
But you've always wondered about what it would be like to go back and do it properly.
Yes, I have. Probably get into it.
Mitch, Jack, you inquired about what might be the problem with the hi-hat pedal.
Jack broke the kit. Do you think you might know the cause?
Well, Jack said it could just be the actual hi-hat chain. And if it is, that's just an easy replacement.
Jack?
So I should be able to get in and fix it up.
Okay, Mitch, so the terms were you would come pick it up, repair it.
Oh, sorry, Jack's just jumping straight to let's make sure this is convenient for Jack.
I'm just trying to remember what we all said.
Where does Mitch live?
I'm in the Heidelberg area.
Oh, he's in
Melbourne.
Northern
suburbs.
Right.
Okay. Yep. Okay, great. So that works.
Jack, you've got a ute, though. You could drop it to Mitch.
Yes.
The computer froze. I was trying to think of an excuse. It literally had spinning wheel.
An emphatic yes, if ever I've heard one. Don't speak English. Well, that's good to hear.
Okay. So there's an option for you, Mitch. Mitch. okay. So, Mitch.
But you did offer, I'm just reading over your message again, you did offer to come and pick it up.
Oh, but to get the deal done, you drop it off.
I mean, look, I have a small SUV, so I can come pick it up as well.
It's pretty bulky.
I think we'll get in an SUV.
I worry, Andy. If it was a large SUV, I'd be confident.
I'd go
what model is the SUV, Mitch?
Is it a Volkswagen Tiguan?
Is it a Tiguan? Impressive.
Nah, it's a Mitsubishi.
Ooh, what type are we talking? Pajero Outlander?
Sounds like an Outlander to me.
ASX.
Ooh, the old Australian Stock Exchange.
Okay.
Sometimes it runs well, sometimes it crashes.
Let's stay the course with Mitch picking it up only because but Jack getting around to doing it.
Like that's true. Yeah, he's never going to do it.
But what we need to decide on is price. Mitch, what do you think's fair for the monthly rental?
I mean, look, I'm happy to negotiate. What's Jack's offer? Is it still the 30 if I fix it?
The sky high 30.
Mm. Jack,
Mitch, I'm even willing to bring that down as if you're trustworthy and you don't break the kit, you fix it, and you deliver it back to Hamish at the end of the lease.
Yep.
Great.
So what are you bringing it down to?
Hang on. Was that the whole test? Was it if you're trustworthy and you fix it? Yep. All right. Sounds like you're trustworthy. You didn't answer no to trustworthy.
But Jack, what's the price?
What's the price?
Let's go $10 a month.
Mitch?
Yep, done. Yep.
Mitch, negotiate.
Well,
idiot.
Done,
Mitch.
All right, now he's done it. I mean, pretty good. That's $120 for
the
year.
It's pretty decent, yeah.
Yeah, but Jack wants this thing out of his house,
it's
mate.
It's $2,000.
Can you just counter with
Andy,
$2
but
a month?
The thing is, I want it in my house, though. That's the thing.
I know,
you think
but
you do.
And he's happy. You can obviously you hear in his voice, want, he's happy.
Mitch, you think you want it in your house? Jack thought the same thing.
Yep. Mitch, no backs, no givings.
Well, I'll. Okay.
But if I don't want it, can I sublease it again?
Oh, that's a very good question.
Sure, I mean, there's no limit to the daisy chaining here, but I do worry that this thing will ever make its way back to me. But having said that, do I want it back?
Evidence points to maybe not.
Well, I do want it still legally mine in case Cool Boys and the Front Man ever reform.
Yeah, we'll need it back then.
We'll need the kit in that instance. But in the off season, between harvests, I tend to not need it.
Yep.
But it's only when the band winds up again that I do need it.
Done deal then, Mitch. $10 a month. Thank you very much.
Done.
Fixing the pedal.
Jack will help you load it into your small...
if you pay up front.
No, mate.
No, he's not paying up front.
Why not?
Not paying up front.
Unbelievable.
Hey, Mitch.
You've never paid me a cent, by the way.
I'll pay out of Mitch's money.
Jack Ponzi.
I am not a Ponzi.
You are a Ponzi.
You're
a Ponzi on you, sir. Hey, Mitch, here's how it's going to work. You're going to pick it up.
Jack will help you.
If Jack will help you load. If the pedal requires fixing and it's a lot of money, you don't have to pay Jack.
Mm-hmm. You can take the fixing bill out of Jack's lease money.
Great.
I thought you were going to fix it yourself, Mitch.
Well, we'll find out. That's the rule. So good luck fixing it yourself. But yes, $10 a month less.
Yep.
How much it costs to fix. If it goes into a negative, if it costs more than the lease, Jack doesn't have to pay you.
Thank you.
Deal?
Deal.
Done. Deal.
Great. On
Happy.
Your way.
Great. And it stays out of my garage. All right, Nando. Mm. This came to Blakey's side of the fence, but immediately set off my flag that I keep on my hat. Don't lift it most weeks, but when you got a Zoom call from me and you saw my flag was up, you went, right, we're on
here.
He's seen something good. My flag was up because a young man called Harry had emailed the show, and in terms of his special skill, he had said to us, I can give you the house price of a listed house in any suburb of Adelaide.
Yep.
Okay. You describe the house, you tell me the suburb, I can get as close to 15 grand to such a place. So he is a walking house valuation algorithm for the Adelaide region. He can't do it.
No.
He's not saying he can name you a Blue Mountains property and do that. He can't tell you what a 2-bedroom apartment in Cottesloe is worth.
No.
But geez, you throw him some Adelaide stuff, he's all over it. He joins us now. Harry, how are you going, mate? Ahoy.
Ahoy. Happy birthday, Andy. I don't know too many cancer sticks for the celebration.
Well, we haven't had eyes on him all day, Harry, but I can say in the last minute or so, he seems to be relatively smoke-free.
Congrats on the SP, Hamish.
Cheers, mate. Really appreciate it. Let's see if we can put it behind us, but it may pop up again.
Harry, don't appreciate your slander, but I will...
Running through some facts.
Actually, not obviously. Do you work in real estate?
No, I don't.
What draws you to have such a keen interest and ability to
have
name
you been
those
looking
prices?
For a house for a long, long time?
Not really. It just sort of came along from Saturday morning lift outs back in the day.
Oh,
and when, you know, Dad would lift it out and say, you know, this house in Kensington, 3-bedder, 2-bathroom, how much? And I just always got it pretty close. So, sort of just came from that.
And I've got a friend, Mark, who actually got told by realestate.com. He's not in the market for a house. He just loves real estate. And I think a few people are like this. He just is always on there cruising, like just naming suburbs, naming brackets. And he's just addicted to looking at property. He got an email from realestate.com congratulating him that he was in their top 2% of users. He was a power user. And they were like, you know, it was like in a casino. Like, if there's anything we could do to make you stay more comfortable, perhaps we could preload some lists for you.
Yeah.
And so he was quite chuffed that he got the nod from realestate.com. Mm. Harry, are you on there a lot? Do you like cruising around on Domain or Real Estate or those websites?
Oh, yeah, definitely realestate.com. Always cruising around all suburbs.
Were you a little jealous that you haven't got the email from realestate.com? Yeah.
Have they told you?
A little bit jealous.
That's fair.
No, a little bit jealous.
Yeah. Okay, well, today you're going to get something that that Mark can't have.
No.
Which is potentially a Hamish and Andy coin.
And worth infinitely more than an email from a real estate
hat
website
on the head from someone for to say thanks for boosting our numbers.
We've got the game, mate. Essentially, we're going to be giving you the specs of a house, where it might be on the Adelaide region, and how many beds, bathrooms. We'll throw in carports if there car spaces if there's that in there as well.
Now, obviously, for people listening, they would go, you know, you're not just going to look online at this stuff. Harry, how can you prove to us that you're not cheating?
I don't have my laptop.
Court will accept this proof.
Okay. Harry, it's the spirit. We've gone back to the spirit being.
Yeah, we were trying to use Zoom to like, nah, but we went, you know what, the spirit of the game prohibits cheating.
Harry. Obviously, with timely answers, if you start going, that's a really interesting question.
Yeah,
and
say that again, then we will know you're buying time.
But timely answers will be the important thing. We're going to go three different places, houses, and you've got to get three from three. But I want to extend the bracket. He said within 15,000, Ham.
Yep.
But because of the 100% hit rate, I reckon we'll double that to within $30,000 either side.
Sure. Yeah, sometimes, though, Harry, some of the ones we've got here that we've jumped online and got from random spots around Adelaide, it'll do the price range. Like, this is not one of them, but it might say, look, between, you know, $360 and $400. Mm. Now, in those cases, we'll have to have it in that bracket.
Yep.
Is that fair? Yep. And then in the other cases that list a specific price, it might be a private sale. Then it'll be plus or minus $30,000.
Perfect. You agree to the terms, Harry?
Yep. That sounds all good.
And where's your laptop again?
Not with you.
Check it out.
Harry knows the price of different houses based on number of beds and bathrooms. He can name the price based off a suburb anywhere in Adelaide will do.
Andy got out to an early lead on that song lyrically, and I battled to keep up the whole way, and Andy was able to press the advantage and cross the line first. I just seemed to be one syllable off on the song, but we're not here to analyze vocal pace. I thought he was gonna gas himself out halfway through, and I'd storm home at the end, but he managed to keep his nose in front.
Let's do it, Ham. Do you want to go the first house?
Yes. Okay.
Harry, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Here's the specs.
Okay, Harry. 88 Mills Terrace, North Adelaide. 5 bedrooms, 3 bathrooms, 4 car spaces. This
looks a big house.
Okay, North Adelaide, Richie Suburbs, so Andy's neck of the woods.
Yep. I've gone through Andy's top drawer here and pulled some of the title deeds out.
Five bedders?
5 bed, yep. 3 bath, okay. 4 cars. And I will throw this in there too because I think it makes a difference. Almost 1,700 square metres of property. And this thing's like Parliament House's for sale.
Okay, right. So, North Adelaide, I am going to say 2.7 million.
That's good buying.
That's a bargain.
That's 3.8 is what Ando wants for that.
Damn it.
And I won't budge.
didn't get to where he is by giving houses away, Harry.
Okay. Let's head across. We're going to keep going. And look,
that was tricky.
Let's go for 4.
Yeah. That was tricky because, I mean, when I say we got these, Sarah, our producer, printed these off. And that, like, that's lovely, Sarah. I mean, I can see he's looking a bit nervous out there. But that's an extremely, I mean, high end, tough to predict.
We're going to do, you need 3 from 3 from now.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. That was your tester. We're heading across to Norwood, and we're in Wood Street there in Norwood.
What's your vibe on Norwood as a suburb?
Another Richie suburb. Andy, neck of the woods.
No. I actually live in the same suburb as Hamish, and he has a significantly bigger house than me, just for the record.
Well, he lives.
Must be nice.
Yeah. Must be very nice.
Not too bad, actually. Certainly appreciate it.
Okay, anyway.
But I've already self-reported that, Harry, so in touch will come a man whilst experiencing a nice house. Self-reported.
Four bedrooms in Norwood, mate. It's four bedrooms, two bathrooms, three car spots. What are car spots in these places?
Yeah.
Just your 568 square metres compared to the one we just heard. What are we thinking for that property?
Okay.
So four bedrooms, two bathrooms, three cars.
Three cars has pulled me off.
Character fireplaces and low light.
A character? Okay. That's really handy.
Entertainer's terrace. Ducted reverse cycle. Oh, underfloor heating in the ensuite.
I'm going to say 1.6 million.
Yes, we know million.
Yeah.
Billion. Miles off.
Unlucky, because when you started doing this, it was 1.75 we were looking for, so we thought you had it. But again, good buying. Look, now Harry, it's whether you're the Simpsons
honor.
Guy.
Now it's for honour. Harry, you know when you said dad used to take out the lift out? How old were you when he did that?
8, 9, 10, 11.
Right, okay. Yeah, how old are you now?
21.
Right, so it is possible you are looking at these with 2008 prices.
It seems that way. Yeah.
But you've got to remember that the market's moved since you first started the game. So factor that in for your next guess. This is a house in Tusmore. Tusmore?
Is that how you pronounce that?
Yeah, Tusmore.
Tusmore, yeah, that's what I said. Four bedrooms, two bathrooms, two car spots, 800 square metres. It's an extended Californian bungalow. Okay. So I think we know what we're talking about here. It's had a reno done on it.
Well, another Richie suburb.
Yeah.
Gee, Sarah.
Sarah's.
He likes the finer stuff out there. Must be very nice. Tusmore, Kennaway Street, four beds, two baths, two car, 800 square metres. What are you going to go with?
2.3 million.
Wow, well, paid overs on that, my friend. Because you would have bought that for 1.45 to 1.55.
Wow.
I mean, this is a tough game.
He's a tough, although he's not excelling. He's $1 million off.
You are.
So this is getting close to...
You're like Rain Man.
Yeah.
Just like $1 million here, $1 million for chocolate bar. Okay.
One more to see whether you are alongside
the Simpsons
guy. Have you purchased...
Harry, are you on the property ladder yourself or are you merely at the musing stage?
Not yet, but not these Richie suburbs.
Strategizing.
Come on, man, sort of suburbs.
Yeah, no, totally. I mean, geez, if you got some of them, though, for $1 million under, though, you'd do it to flip it.
Yeah. we're going to Aldgate in Adelaide. Canmantoo Road. Four bedroom, two bathroom, one car, but a lot of space, 2,500 square meters.
Jeez.
Ooh, solid brick construction.
It's an estate.
Yeah. Do you know where Aldgate is?
Yeah, it's in the Adelaide Hills. Another Richie suburb.
Richie, yeah. A little bit of no surprises. really just turned into a $1 million listing, hasn't it?
That would be four better, you said?
Four better. Yep. Two bathrooms. One car. So you'd get a Tarago.
You'd
think? I reckon 900,000.
Good buying again.
Good buying again. It's 1.1 million. your closest get, though, I think. Oh, no, this, the 1.6 was close to 1.75. Hey, it's a resounding fail.
It is. Really fast on this one. Coromandel Valley, 12A.
Coromandel.
So it's a subdivision. Yep. Four bedrooms, two bathrooms, six cars. Coromandel Valley.
Six cars. 800,000.
Oh, nah, you pay too much, mate. That's 640,000. That one. It's. I never.
Go ahead and grab it. There you go. Maybe a loss for the game, but you might have found your first purchase in the property market.
Harry, we're going to send you a token of no value, and we'd also ask for you to never tell anyone that you can do that again.
Okay, I'll do that.
You had a bit of a stumble on the first one.
Yeah.
You stayed down. You played dead. And they eventually came and built a new road over you and you still didn't get up.
But we love you for coming forward and having a crack. It's all about that. What on, Harry? Cheers, bud.
No, cheers.
Cheers, you, mate. Hey, wanted to play a little game with you guys.
Mm-hmm.
It's sort of supermarket based. Have you ever noticed on the like at the supermarket next on the front of the pack they've got the health star ratings, mm-hmm. like yeah. where it goes. This is like you know
four and a half
yeah. out of five stars healthy. Yep. I've just been noticing those a little bit lately because sometimes when you're looking for kids and stuff, you're like, oh, you know,
go for the healthy option,
try and get the healthy thing. I don't know what's going on with those stars. I don't know who makes them. Some foods choose not to play the game.
Yep, yep.
And
Sultana brand's five.
Out of control. Like, so, I mean, you don't know if they're are they going off sugars, are they going off fats? I don't know who's doing the stars. I don't know if it's just me, but I find there to be almost no rhyme or reason to the star system.
Yep.
And then my other question is, if you're a company going, should we put the stars on, should we not? If you're making a two product, don't put it on. Like, it's embarrassing.
But I think the rules are now you have to.
But lots of companies don't play the game.
Are you sure it's not hidden somewhere?
Trust me, mate. I've just been down at the supermarket buying bags of shopping so we can play the game and some don't play the game. Let's do it, Jack. I freestyled this.
Well, I've got a game. If you're in the mood, it's to do with the stars you see on food. What's the deal with the health rating you see? I'll show you food. How many stars can there be? You gotta guess. You gotta guess. It's a mess. Not a mess. It's a very standard game.
Yeah, it's not a mess.
No.
It's not a mess.
Talking about the song, the mess, or the rating system?
I guess I was talking about the rating system, but you could re-listen to that and go, the song's a mess. But it's not a mess.
No.
It's a simple game. Mm. I've got some bags of shopping. I'll bring them in.
Yeah.
You guys throw your star rating guess at me. If you get it correct, you got that food.
Okay. Oh, good.
Mm-hmm. More excited. Yeah, Jack's actually genuinely excited. Actually, and he's like, oh, maybe if it's a crunchy ice cream. Like,
and if we guess four, saying it's a four and a half, does that count?
Stop or trying to get free food, Jack.
I'm back in a second.
Okay. Haim has left the studio, returning. Gee, how long's the game going for?
No, I bought a lot of stuff.
It's
because
so much. He's come back with two huge bags.
I won't be doing all the foods,
no,
but as I was going
not.
Around the supermarket finding interesting things, I just kept finding more interesting things.
Yep. Impulse Club.
And then I went, well, I'm not going to return all this. I'll take it home.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Giant bag one.
Is this a buzz-in system or we guess one at a time?
I think one at a time, Jack, but we rotate the serve.
Yep.
You can go first.
Nice, Ando. Mm. A passion fruit yogurt from the Culture Company.
Okay.
Three.
That's a four for me.
It's four and a half.
Wow.
Which I was surprised at, guys. Yeah, it's true. No one wins.
No one wins.
All yogurt for Haim. Okay. What do we got next? We got Nana's. I hope you don't get this one because I do like these. Four snack apple pies. A little four pack of mini apple pies.
Referred to as probably a dessert, you would say.
Yeah, it's got apple in it.
That's two and a half.
Two.
Damn it, Jack's got it. It's two stars.
It's two stars. Yeah. Okay.
So we're finding out that they're not that far off.
Not crazy. Not crazy. Just some sour cream.
Ooh. Regular sour cream. Jacko?
I know sour cream is low. I'm going to go as low as one.
Oh, gosh. I would have had it as, I mean, now I'm going off you a bit.
Now go with what you go with, you got, Ando.
Two and a half.
0.5.
Yeah. I've actually noticed on sour cream. I was like, what is in sour cream?
All the bears in charge of sour.
Who's in charge of the stars?
What's normal cream? Have we got a comparison?
Normal cream was two.
Whoever's doing the stars, this is where I begin to suspect. I think it's taste-based. I think whoever's doing the stars goes, not a fan of sour cream. Okay, here we go. Delicious beef burgers, some frozen beef burgers.
Just patties, yeah?
Just patties. So there's no cheese, no bread, just the ground-up goodness of beef.
That's three stars.
Four.
One and a half.
Oh, wow.
Fats.
Wow.
Maybe it's fats, but I mean,
interesting.
Fats aren't bad for you. That's I don't know what's going on there. Okay, Uncle Toby's quick oats.
Jacko, you've got the serve.
2 minute quick oats.
Oats have to be good for you. Four and a half.
Five.
Andy Lee, five.
Well done.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, gosh, that'll keep you regular.
Hang on. This is a good one.
Okay.
Dairy-free organic coconut yogurt.
Was it me to go?
Yeah.
Okay. Coconut yogurt, going off the last yogurt. This is dairy-free.
Hang on. Do we have a yogurt? Oh, yeah, we did. We did, sorry.
I'm going to go four.
I'll go 5 for dairy-free, coconut, organic. It all sounds good.
Huge, big hitting names. Yeah. 2.
Oh, jeez. Oh, isn't 2. That a whoop and sheep's clothing?
It really is, Ando. Okay, coming up to the halfway mark now. No, okay. Barbecue shapes. Quick as you can.
I really want to win these.
Go for it. You're up.
Am I up? 1.5.
2.
Andy's got it, but you can donate them to Jack.
Yeah,
you don't like barbecue.
No, okay. They're okay.
Quick as you can. Quick as you can. Old El Paso.
No, you quick
Wait,
as you can.
Are we doing everything in the bags?
No, not Jack.
3 to go.
Great. Old El Paso, yep. 12 soft tortilla boats, the stand and stuff boats. So it's just Ooh. The tortillas in here?
Yeah, yeah.
Not the seasoning.
That's 2.5.
3.5.
They don't play. Old El Paso chooses not to play. We'll never know.
Are you sure they're not playing?
Have a look. They don't play. See if you can find it. But they choose not to play.
I think they have chosen not to play everyone, which is quite amazing. Yep. No sign of them playing at all.
Okay. Yep. You're going to love what I got coming up for you here.
Okay.
Okay. Here we go. Coles beer battered steakhouse chips. Yum.
2.
Jack.
1.
No. 4. You would enjoy good health should you eat nothing but these four stars on a beer battered chips.
But now, maybe that's bizarre.
4 stars on a beer battered chips. Who's doing the stars? Who's doing the stars? I don't understand the system.
Okay.
What do we got here? Crinkle cut chips.
Well, I would say 4 again.
4.
4.5. The crinkle lads from health. Oh, you're not going to eat that cheesecake, are you?
I crinkle cut it,
so I made it healthier. But crinkle somehow adds health.
Last one.
Here we go. Organic blueberries, just literally freeze-dried organic blueberries. How could it be anything but 5?
Yeah, I guess I'm going to go 4 just for the trick.
Yeah, I think it has to be 5.
4.5.
Wow.
The same as crinkle cut chips.
Nah, you proved your point.
I've proved my point, haven't I? Who's doing the stuff? It's madness. Everything must go home with me.
Not the shapes.
No, well done. But I'll get the tortillas.
G'day, guys. It's Mike here from the show, and just popping in at the end here to remind you all to check out Hamish and Andy's Remembering Project. It is a cool little side project from the boys that comes out every Monday and Tuesday, and essentially, it's the guys looking back on one day of their nearly 20-year history on radio as well as podcasting, and they just essentially just remember moments from the day that they choose. It's a lot of fun. It's not just the big moments that the boys are remembering. Often we kind of pick apart some of the smaller, more forgotten moments, and there are memories that kind of come up from there. So here's a moment from one of this week's episodes of the Remembering Project, where the boys talked about a segment they did on the radio days that wasn't exactly memorable.
We'll cover, I'm sure, some of the classic memories on this show.
Yep.
But there was a moment in 2007, we're on the 2nd of April, we talked to someone called Stacey who'd served Elle Macpherson a sandwich. And I just thought, well, that's not one that we remember when we're having a beer.
Yeah.
We remember the bigger things like the trips and, you know, the classic moments from radio. But you don't often go, remember that call from...
No, I wouldn't
A girl
remember.
Called Stacey that served Elle Macpherson a sandwich? It seemed like we were talking to people that had served...
A celebrity. That was good for 8 minutes of radio. Yeah.
Oh, probably, and then some. Probably a hook across the hour.
Oh, yeah. We've got an even bigger celebrity that got served a hot chocolate there. Straight after this.
Guess who got a Greek yogurt with some muesli in it after this?
Again, that is Hamish and Andy's Remembering Project, a new side project from the boys, Mondays and Tuesdays, wherever you podcast. Wherever you listen to the main Hamish and Andy podcast, you will also find the Remembering Project there as well. So enjoy, and we will see you next week.
Thanks for listening. The Hamish and Andy podcast will return next week. Catch up or contribute at hamishandandy.com.
Listener.